Since mid-December, artist Kara Jane Murray has been ascending a ladder and painting. Her canvas is a concrete wall that is 12 and a half feet high and 71 feet long.
Today, this piece of art's going to be done. All that's left is a polyurethane spray, and I do a couple coats of that tomorrow, weather pending.
The new mural at Mount Edgecombe is outdoors, on the front lines of Southeast's notorious rainfalls. Though Murray did the painting, it was students from Mount Edgecombe who came up with the design. From October to December, Murray met with a small group of them after school, and they began talking about what made Mount Edgecombe, Mount Edgecombe.
Honor and responsibility and respect. Respect for all of the creatures that are in Alaska, and a connection with nature. So, you know, the question then turned more into, okay, then let's create some design elements that represent these feelings.
They decided to create a patchwork of Alaskan animals, one to represent each region of the state. There's a moose for interior Alaska and a sea lion for coastal communities. Northern lights hang up above and salmon jump down below. One student said it looked like they were smiling. All this work is meant to reflect the various homes of Mount Edgecombe students, who hail from 110 different communities across the state.
I think the whale is my favorite part because it reminds me of home.
Catherine Leinberger is nearly 1,000 miles from her home city of Bethel. She says the whale is her favorite part because it reminds her of whale watching with her grandparents in Kodiak. According to residential principal Andrew Frisky, this is exactly what the mural is designed to do.
Say you have a bus of new freshmen coming off the jet and they come through here. I would hope that each one of them could relate to something on the mural.
The mural has been a longtime dream for Frisky, who commissioned it from Murray after seeing her work in Haines. He says the secret to getting new students, some as young as 14 or 15, oriented to boarding school lies in the strength of the students who have already made the transition.
Orientation, it's all student run. And they show them around, show them all the little tricks and, you know, how to get here, there, the shortcut there, how to do your laundry.
And after learning the ropes, Frisky says it's only a matter of time before students start owning the place. Written in pencil below his window are dozens of signatures from graduating seniors, some in swooping curlicue and others in neat print.
You walk around this entire campus, you'll find signatures and little sayings here and there all over the place. The field house has a bunch of beams with permanent marker up there that have signatures from 15, 20 years ago.
I'm with Catherine and her classmates, Daniel Onorock and Haley Shervey. All of them help paint the mural. We're crowded around an old MEHS yearbook from 1976.
How were bowl cuts ever attractive?
Though the haircuts may be different, they tell me that the drive to come to Mount Edgecombe is the same.
A home, I had zero challenges, zero. I was just going to school, just to go to school, but I wanted to come here because I wanted to learn more about things, like actually have a challenge to do something.
Danielle Onorock is from Kipnick, population 700. I asked her about the day she got her acceptance letter.
I was opening it and I was just so nervous. I didn't even want to look, but saw the word congratulations and I just knew that I got accepted. I was so happy.
To their disappointment, time ran out for Danielle and her classmates to actually paint the mural. That was all completed over winter break. But there's some consolation, they say, in being a part of something big, something that will last. Reporting in Sitka, with music from the Mount Edgecombe Inupiaq and Yupik Dancers, I'm Emily Kwong.